This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
To the kitchen. And Paula McIntyre is making, I'm so excited, homemade rum and raisin ice cream with Florentines. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Do you know what? You see rum and raisin ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Rum, we didn't arrange this beforehand. Rum and raisin ice cream makes me think of Port Stewart. When I was a kid and we went up to see my Uncle John up in Port Stewart, and you walked down, and it was the only place I ever got or heard of or tasted rum and raisin ice cream. So to me, forever, rum and raisin ice cream is associated with being a child and walking down the prom in Port Stewart.
Right. Well, that's very appropriate, isn't it? That's good. That's great.
It was an early taste of rum. It was the nearest I ever got to rum when, you know, obviously nobody's feeding you rum when you're 7 years old or 8 years old. But I love the taste of it, I have to say.
Me too. And then do you remember rum and butter sweets as well?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Uh-huh. And they were really rummy. I still like a wee rum now, I have to say.
Yeah. Stupid question. Is there rum in the rum and raisin ice cream?
Yes. Yeah, well, this one there is. Yeah, there is. So what I did was I soaked some raisins in rum. Just cover them in it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, to be honest with you, John, I have a jar here and I just stuck a few raisins into a wee bit of spiced rum. And it's a local spiced rum. And then if you just leave it, I'm looking at these now, they look like grapes.
They're
so fat. So if you could leave them for a couple of days and they'll get really, you know, they'll get nice and boozy and pick up that. But I've had these sort of lying around here for about, in a sealed jar, you know, for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I keep using them for things, you know. So they're just nice just to have, just to, like a wee sweet. You know, so this is the easiest ice cream in the world, okay?
Yeah.
So you've soaked your rum, you've soaked your raisins in your rum, and then we've got some cream here. So if you take about 50 mils of double cream and just warm that up with about 125 grams of honey and just warm that through and let it cool down a bit, and while that's cooling down, whisk the rest of the cream, whisk the rest of a carton, so it's another 450 mils. Whisk that until it's, you know, nice and not too thick, and then just fold that honey mixture in, and then chop up your raisins and a wee bit of the rum and fold that all in, and that's it. Put it into the freezer.
So that's
forget
the,
about
that's,
it
that's the basis it, of your ice
honestly.
Cream then.
That's it. So if you want to just do, like, let's say you want to do a homemade chocolate chip ice cream,
mm-hmm.
you would just do the honey mixture into the whipped cream and add some chocolate chips and maybe a wee bit of vanilla extract. If you wanted to do any ice cream you want, maybe some, you know, if the strawberries are coming in, chop up some strawberries and fold it into it. So anything at all that you want to make out of an ice cream, honeycomb, crunch up some honeycomb into that, though it might be very sweet. But the good thing about it is it's not overly sweet. I mean, I know you think there's quite a lot of honey in that, but it balances it quite well, you know, so it is, it's not overly sweet. And the best thing about it, it scoops perfectly. So bring it out of the freezer for about 5 minutes before, you know, you need it, and just scoop it out and that's it.
So how long is that going to take to freeze then?
About 4 hours, I suppose.
Right. Okay, so soak your raisins overnight and then your double cream, your honey, the raisins and rum and fold it all in together. Yeah. And 4 hours then you have your own homemade creamy ice cream.
That's it.
Wow.
So that's your ice cream. Now we're going to do the wafer. Okay. So like
this is the Florentine.
This is the Florentine. So just wee biscuits. So in a pot, in a saucepan here, I have got butter, sugar and golden syrup. And you just mix that around until the butter has melted and it all comes together. And then you beat in some flour, some plain flour. And it's quite an easy recipe to remember this because it's 50 butter, 50 caster sugar, 50 of golden syrup and 50 of flour. And then mix that around until you get a really nice smooth paste.
Mm-hmm.
And then into that, chop nuts. And again, it's one of those recipes that you can use up different chopped nuts. So I had a bag with some hazelnuts in it, some almonds and some pistachios. So just chop them all up. But you could just use flaked almonds for this or anything you want, any kind of nuts. And then the other thing that I had floating around was a few wee things like dried cranberries and golden raisins and ordinary raisins and apricots. Chopped all those up. And that goes in as well.
So this so you're adding the nuts and the fruit to this paste that you have?
Yes.
With the flour, sugar, and syrup?
Yeah, and when you've had it all in, it's really, really thick. You know, it just all comes together. And what you can do is you can take a clump of that with wet hands. It's easier to work with wet hands. Just roll it into a ball, about a tablespoonful size. Put that onto a tray lined with parchment paper. Flatten it down a bit and then repeat. But these spread, so leave a bit of room and use a couple of trays. You know, use two trays. Don't try and pack them all into it because all you get is one big Florentine.
And you need your paper. You need your paper underneath to stop it sticking to your pan or whatever.
Yeah. Parchment paper is always better. If you've got one of those silicone mats, that's good too. And then they don't take very long. They take about 10 minutes. And then take them out of the oven. And then the sugar and everything in them sets. And you get these lovely crunchy biscuits. And you can drizzle them with butter. I didn't bother because I thought, I like the taste of the ice cream. I don't want the chocolate done. So, and then just make a wee slider for yourself. So just a nice scoop of ice cream on top of one of the Florentines and then top yourself with another Florentine. Yeah. And there you are. And that's it. That's a sort of an upgraded version of what you had when you were a child.
And I have to say, when you look at the photographs are on Twitter, the photograph of this is absolutely stunning. I mean, it looks like brittle. It looks like that kind of, shiny, glossy, kind of golden brown brittle.
It's more or less that, John, really, but it's just, it's a lot easier to manage because all you're doing is melting the stuff and the flour stabilises it. And then you just put in the nuts, the sugar, or nuts and the dried fruit, and that's it. You're good to go.
And in theory, I'm just thinking this through here. In theory, you could put a Florentine on top and a Florentine on bottom and have a proper slider and like lift it and eat it with your hands.
Uh-huh. Yep, exactly. Two scoops of ice cream, but stand outside or have a napkin underneath you.
Yeah.
Eat with a towel on your lap. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, that's, it's quite nostalgic, I think. The Florentines are sort of an old-fashioned thing, aren't they? And then you've got those nice, that nice rum and raisin ice cream, which you don't actually see that often, but it's lovely.
No, I have to say, it's one of the few flavours. No. I'm a vanilla ice cream person. I just love good vanilla ice cream rather than all the fancy flavours. But if I diverge off that at all, I have to say rum and raisin would be
up
there with
same in the top notion, flavours.
Mm, me too, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, we'll see you in the prom porch, Stuart, in 10 minutes.
That'll do, 10 minutes, that'll do. Are you getting a helicopter?
Yeah, I'll get a helicopter.
Brilliant.
Paula, that's class. Thanks a million.
Okay. Thanks, John.
That's rum and raisin ice cream, homemade with Florentines. Recipe on the website at the John Toole Show page. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toole Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.